Hi, my name is Aaliyah Dixon, and this is today's scripture reading, Proverbs 3, verses 26. For the Lord will be at your side and will keep your foot from being snared. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Do you know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. 20. You were bought at a price, therefore honor God with your body. May God add a blessing to the hearing of his word today.
Amen.
I want to announce that today is my cousin Lance's 16th birthday. Can you please join me and sing one verse to him?
All right. Good morning, church family.
Good morning.
I'd like to say thank you, Leah, for reading scripture, and happy birthday, Lance. Yeah. The scripture that she just read, it goes along with the topic that I'll be talking about, confidence and the armor of God. Cool. So, what is confidence? Confidence is a faith or a belief in yourself or your abilities. So, for example, you do really well on your math tests last week, and then you have another one coming up next week. Basically, you have confidence that you'll do good on the one next week, too. So basically, you could just say confidence is a self-esteem builder. However, there are some instances where self-confidence is the only thing that's going to guide you in life. For example, so people make fun of a boy for being different. So how is a boy going to love himself if nobody else does? That's when you have to rely on God. Only God can give you the spiritual confidence through prayer. He has a type of confidence where he'll make you feel loved, upset, and even strong, despite how society or other people may see him. So if people make fun of him, the boy, the only thing he can do is hold his head up and just throw his enemies off with a smile. Those type of people who assault you and bully you are people who lack confidence themselves. They lack God's spiritual confidence to love themselves, so they allow the devil to work through them to attack other people. You must keep your head up at all times and know God is always in your corner. Basically, every day there's a spiritual war going on, so there are demons all around. You may not see them, but they're everywhere. The bathroom, the kitchen, your bedroom. And they're just there to put these bad thoughts in your head, like, they put lies, anger, sadness, distrust, and all this doubt. And then when Satan has your head, he makes you do a whole lot of bad things that you do not want to do. But then, luckily, we have God. He's there to give us a spiritual confidence. And he has also made us the protective armor of God. This armor will be all you need to fight those evil spirits. And there are six of them, actually. Six parts of the armor that you need to have. So first, there's the helmet of salvation. This helmet protects your thoughts. So basically, if you have a really hard physics assignment and you're staying up all night trying to get it done, and your eyes are red, you just can't seem to grasp it. So, you just say, okay, I'm never gonna do this. I might as well just give up. So, however, when you have your helmet on, it just backs away all those bad thoughts. So basically, those negative thoughts that try to hold you back, the helmet of salvation will take that away.
Amen.
The breastplate of righteousness. This chest plate protects your heart from the deception or hurtful words. So if someone walks up to me and says, oh, you're stupid, Well, first of all, I know that's not true, because God made us all righteous. And basically, you can easily ignore the comment and just keep yourself positive, because holding anger towards others is what it makes you do, I guess. Okay, and there's the shield of faith. With this shield, you put your faith in God because he can protect you from being fearful. So basically, fear is a lot of things. It's bad, and and the only person who made fear is the devil himself. So yeah, so basically, for example, if you want to go do that one career that you always want to do, or that one activity, and you're always too scared to because you're fearful, that's gonna hold you back.
Okay. So basically,
like you're just walking around, minding your own business, you sit down, and then some big mean bully comes up to you and takes your stuff. He takes all your food and stuff. Like, this is like the fifth day in a row. So what are you gonna do? Every day you can't just go in a corner and just sit there and cry about how this bully took your lunch. You need to have God's faith. You need to place your faith in him, that he'll protect you, and that he'll give you the courage to stand up to a bully. Because, yeah, sure, you might try to fight the bully and then get beaten up, and you might get beat up real bad, but that's the first step to becoming a better person, being courageous. The belt of truth. This belt symbolically wraps tightly around your waist and distinguishes the truth from lies. So, if someone tells you God doesn't exist, or someone tells you that you can't prove the Trinity, and that they give you all this evidence of why you can't do that, basically, in your heart, you know God is real, you know God's been there for you, so all those lies, they're just a barrier to religion, and you just need to keep your belt of truth on. The sandals of the sandals of gospel of peace. These sandals help you realize that there is no perfect human being. So the gospel is Jesus' message and his sacrifice to save us. We must believe that he's not only died, but he's resurrected. And basically, it's hard to know that. Okay, he's the perfect human being, Jesus Christ, because he was the only person who had to die for our sins. So basically, the only perfect guy is Jesus. And nobody's perfect. I'm not even perfect. Nobody. The sword of spirit, the word of God, and the sword of spirit is like the word of God in the Bible. So it's what we use to defend our beliefs and to explain why we have hope in life. There. So I gave you guys the six parts of God's armor: the sword, the belt, the shield. The helmet, the breastplate, and even the belt. So yeah, with that, it's all symbolic. So you can't just go to school and put your helmet on. It's basically, you just have to just remember that all these tools will help you some way become a better and positive person. So if we stay strong and use the power of God to build our confidence, the world could be a better place. If you just go give somebody a compliment, or just hug them, give somebody confidence. That's the first step to making a better world, because that's what God wants. Let us stay and be a nurturing fellowship and compliment and support each other as well. God has plans for us, and with his power and spiritual confidence, nothing can stop us. Oh yeah, and next we have Kira Fox doing the sermon.
Good afternoon, everyone, or good morning. My name is Kira Fox, and I'm gonna talk to you all about a story and a situation that relates to impressions and respect. So you know, when you first meet a person or you hear about a person, you're like, oh, they seem like they have a good reputation, a good title, you know, they're really good in school, good grades, and everything. Well, here's actually a story about one kid that I know, and he was actually the top student of one of the top students in our school. And he was on the basketball team. You would think he's really cool and all that. But here's an encounter that talks about respect and something that he really lacked. So one day, this was during sophomore year, and I was going to a vending machine to get some snacks. And I had a couple dollars on me, and there was a line ahead of me. There was two other students, that one kid, who was a top student. I'm going to name him Michael, because that was his name. And another kid. And, yeah, but that was his actual name. And another student, I don't remember his name, or I never actually met him, but it was another student. And so Michael wanted a crisp dollar so he could get a snack from the vending machine, but he didn't have one. He had one that was all wrinkly. So he basically asked this one boy if he had a crisp dollar and if he could exchange it for change, like, you know, a dollar and change. And this boy was like, okay, sure. And then, so he used a dollar, got him some snacks, and never gave him back his change. And I'm just like, you gonna give this boy back his change or not? And then he's like, mind your own business. And then he called me a disrespectful name, not gonna say that. And then I just knew, wow, he's so disrespectful. And the other boy was really upset. He couldn't get a snack or anything. So I gave him a dollar and was like, you know, you can buy yourself something. He was like, I'll pay you back. I was like, no. So next few days, you know, he was on the bulletin board for being like, you know, top student up in the class on the basketball team. But next minute I saw the board again and his picture was ripped clean off. So that is going to lead to me talking about respect. You need to respect God, respect yourself, and respect others. So with respecting God, it's very important to respect God because he's pretty much your foundation. You believe in him, and you need to respect him. He's your father, you know. So I have a quote from Exodus chapter 20, verse 7. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord, your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. Avoid using God's name in disrespect. I say this because sometimes we don't think about what we say. And so we might be like, oh my, you know, and we don't even think about how disrespectful that is. Just like with your parents, you wouldn't refer to your parents as a certain name that they wouldn't want you to call them. So think of that the same way as with God. And another thing is respecting God. There are people out here who pretty much, they look up to, admire, they have a celebrity, or they might be just money hungry and just want to have power and all of that. But that's not good. And here goes a quote, actually. Exodus chapter 20, verses 4 through 6. You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. Guys, materialism is not a good thing. All these other things that are not God, and you're putting that before him is not okay. So be aware of your values and morals. And another thing is, imagine being in an environment such as church, or just supposed to be a calm and loving environment where you're supposed to feel respected and just comfortable. And this is your first time at a church. You're trying to meet other Christians, get along with other people and everything. You come across a person that really catches your eye, and you're thinking, hey, they're my age, we're going to be friends, we're going to chat and everything. And you try to speak to them, and they, like, insult you, or they just don't even pay you any attention. They try to disencourage you to do, like, try new things that are good for you. They don't try to build you up. They kind of just try to, like, put you down. So this is actually very hypocritical because that's not right. 1 John chapter 4, verse 20. Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. So do not say you love God and you can't even love the person next to you, the person in the same building as you. So love and respect are similar. Now I'm going to talk to you about self-respect and respecting yourself. So have you ever known a friend who pretty much doesn't think too much about their self, but thinks about, like, the approval of others? They pretty much would do anything to get this attention or this love or acceptance from this person. And this person would get whatever they want from your friend, but your friend does not get anything they wanted back. And this is usually, like, something bad that another person wants from your friend. So this is not moral. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 through 17, don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in your midst? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person, for God's temple is sacred, and you together are that temple. So either it's you or that friend. Protect yourself from all these bad decisions. The Holy Spirit lives within you. You should not invite bad things into your Holy Spirit, into your body, into your temple. And you should not let these bad things go out to other temples. Now, there's another type of self-disrespect. How about the people who harm themselves? Using drugs and sleeping with multiple partners and doing all that type of stuff. And this is usually their decision, but whoever participates with them in this is also not doing anything well for themselves either. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 through 20. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. Now, this is something that I've heard a lot, that a lot of people say their body is their own temple. I've heard this so many times. And, you know, I kind of questioned that, and then I saw this quote, and I was like, no, it's not. Once again, it's God's temple. So you got to respect that. He gave it to you. So another thing is, I would say, like, the Holy Spirit lives inside you. That Holy Spirit deserves a good stay. Now, finally, respecting others. Now, this is a situation that actually happened to me in China. And I live with pretty much a Buddhist family. Like, the whole family was Buddhist. And one night, I was just sharing a room with my sister. I was on the bottom bunk bed, and she was on the top of the bunk bed. And we were just talking that night, and she was like, Kira, what do you believe in? What is your religion? And I explained to her that I'm a Christian, and I believe in God. And I explained why I believed in God and how I truly felt about things. And she had told me, I just don't understand, like, God's not real. He's just a figment of your imagination. And I was really, really hurt. And I was offended. I was just insulted and everything. I pretty much cried to sleep. And I had two choices. I could have just let the situation just go and not even think about it anymore. Or I could have just talked to her about everything. For 2 days, I did not speak to her. because I just was so upset, and I just thought maybe I could just let this go, and I won't have anything to do with this anymore. But no, it didn't work because I was just so enraged after feeling hurt. So then at that moment, I knew, just cool yourself off and go talk to her. And so I talked to her, and I explained to her that she really hurt my feelings that one day when she told me about my God not being real. And I also told her that, you know, I trusted her so much because we were really close. And I trusted her enough to tell her about my beliefs. And I'm sure that she would not want me to criticize her being Buddhist or anything about her religion, because it's something that she truly values, and so do I. I value the fact that she believes in it. And at that moment, she was really apologetic, and she was really understanding. And I was so happy, and I've been so much closer to her after that, because I knew that she was woman enough to accept the fact that it was something that really mattered to me, and she could relate, and she could sympathize. So it really meant so much to me, and now we're just cool, and we're just better than we've ever been. So this is a scripture from Mark, chapter 12, verse 31. The second is this: love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. And I related that story to this quote because I knew that you have to respect the person's values. Whether you agree with them or you do not agree with them, the point is you should not judge them for what they believe. You should not criticize them or say, no, that does not make any sense. Because if that was you, you would feel really hurt. So another thing in respecting others is we are all equal as humans. We were all made the same in God's image. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, so God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Men, please respect the women. And women, please respect the men. Because you are all made the same. Nobody has higher rank to God than the other. So another thing is, don't objectify each other. I'm telling you, look a person in their eye. Don't look below them, because the eyes are the window to their soul. If a person has more money than the other, that person does not make them better, because one day they could lose all that money if they keep playing around. So the truth is that we're all flesh and blood. We're all imperfect, and anything could happen at any moment. So another quote by Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. So, of course, respect your parents. No matter what decisions they made back then in their lives, they are still learning, and they are not perfect, and you are not either. But I must say one thing. They definitely have more experience than you, and they want the best for you. And I definitely learned that too. And the last quote for today, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 4, for everything God created is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving. Here the Bible states that we should not disrespect anybody. You disrespect God when you call someone ugly, because that was God's beautiful creation that you think is ugly. And you're disrespecting that person by calling them ugly. They might think they're beautiful, but they don't think it anymore since you calling them ugly. And then you disrespect yourself because you let those negative words come out of your temple into someone else's temple. So watch your words and definitely communicate with other people instead of holding in that rage. And that's one thing that I learned too. So if you respect yourself, you respect God, if you respect each other, this world will be so much better. I'm telling you. Thank you.
Thank you.